A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. As a crippled man who had been cured clung to Peter and John, all the people hurried in amazement toward them, in the portico called Solomon's Portico. When Peter saw this, he addressed the people, "You children of Israel, why are you amazed at this? And why do you look so intently at us, as if we had made him walk by our own power, our piety? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and denied in Pilate's presence when he had decided to release him. You denied the holy and righteous one and asked that a murderer be released to you. The author of life you put to death, but God raised him from the dead. Of this we are witnesses. And by faith in his name, this man whom you see and know, his name has made strong. And the faith that comes through it has given him this perfect health in the presence of all of you. Now I know, brothers and sisters, that you acted out of ignorance, just as your leaders did. But God has thus brought to fulfillment what he had announced beforehand, through the mouth of all the prophets, that is Christ, would suffer. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be wiped away, and that the Lord may grant you times of refreshment and send you to Christ, already appointed for you, Jesus, whom heaven must receive until the times of universal restoration, of which God spoke through the mouth of his holy prophets from of old. For Moses said, a prophet like me will the Lord your God raise up for you from among your own kin. To him you shall listen in all that he may say to you. Everyone who does not listen to that prophet will be cut off from the people. Moreover, all the prophets who spoke from Samuel and those afterwards also announced these days, you are the children of the prophets, and of the covenant that God made with your ancestors when he said to Abraham, in your offspring all the families of the earth shall be blessed. For you first, God raised up his servant and sent him to bless you by turning each of you from your evil ways. Verbum Domini.
Thank you. the cattle of the fields, birds of the air and fish of the sea that make their way through the water.
Dominus vobiscum. Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Lucam. The disciples of Jesus recounted what had taken place along the way and how they had come to recognize him in the breaking of bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see. Because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all the nations beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." Verbum Domini. Jesus has miraculously risen from the dead. Alleluia. Jesus' body is not in the tomb. And some have said they have seen and spoken with the risen Christ, including Simon Peter. But his closest followers, his disciples and his apostles, are uncertain about what has occurred. Today, we continue the story from yesterday's gospel reading of the two disciples, Clopas and the other unnamed disciple, as they recount to the 11 apostles and others their encounter with Christ on the road to Emmaus. And while they are speaking, Jesus appears with the greeting, "Peace be with you." The risen Lord is offering his disciples the gift of his peace. He is making peace with those who slept on the Mount of Olives when he had asked them for prayers. He was making peace with Peter, who had denied him publicly 3 times. He was taking the initiative to reconcile with those who have failed him. He is extending his peace to all of us. This was a moment of grace the disciples struggled to receive. As Pope Francis noted in a 2014 homily, the disciples were happy because the Lord had risen. They were sure that the Lord had risen. But Pope Francis observed, after Jesus appeared with his greeting of peace be with you, at that moment, the completely unexpected happened. Something other than peace prevailed. The disciples were startled. They were terrified. They thought they were seeing a ghost. Could it be that they recognized him, yet they did not know what to make of his appearance, for they knew that he had been killed? So Jesus sought to reassure them. He spoke to them. He encouraged them to look at the marks of the nails in his hands and feet, to touch him, to realize that his body is real, to eat a piece of fish in front of them. But the disciples remained incredulous for joy. They were overjoyed to see him alive, yes, but the reality of it was so unbelievable that they were in a state of amazement and disbelief, with a powerful emotional response so intense it temporarily stunned them. Pope Francis asserted this is the focal point of this passage. The Pope stated the disciples could not believe because they were afraid of joy. Jesus leads them to joy, the joy of the resurrection, the joy of his presence. However, for them, this joy posed a problem for belief. They disbelieved for joy, and they were full of amazement. Essentially, Pope Francis said, the disciples preferred to think that Jesus was an idea, a spirit, but not a reality. So Jesus provides evidence that he is real, to touch him, to speak to him, to share a meal. Pope Francis suggested in his homily that the fear of joy is a Christian illness. We too are afraid of joy, and we tell ourselves that it is better to think, yes, God exists, but he is out there somewhere. And yes, Jesus is risen, but he also is out there somewhere. We tell ourselves that we will keep him a little bit at a distance. We are afraid of Jesus' closeness because this brings us unfathomable joy, something that we cannot fully comprehend or understand. The Pope explained this attitude explains why there are so many what he termed funeral Christians, for whom life seems like a continual funeral. Christians who prefer sadness and not joy. They move better not in the light of joy in the presence of our Lord, but in the shadows of the burdens and the sorrows of everyday life. Pope Francis also stated that Jesus, by his resurrection, gives us joy, the joy of being Christians, the joy of following him closely, the joy of taking the road of the Beatitudes, the joy of being with him. Instead, many times we are either startled when this joy comes to meet us, or we are full of fear. Either we believe we are seeing a ghost, or we think that Jesus is simply a way of acting. Rather, the Pope encouraged all of us to a personal dialogue with Jesus, realizing that Jesus is always with us. He is always with our problems. He's with our struggles and with our good works. We should therefore be joyful. Be not afraid. And unlike the disciples who were startled and frightened by the mystery of the cross, we should embrace it, because that mystery of the cross at that time for them was their cause of fear. But then Jesus opened their minds to understand the scriptures. He commissioned them to be witnesses to the events they have seen and experienced, including his death, resurrection, and ascension, a call to share the good news and the power of the Holy Spirit and to proclaim repentance and forgiveness of sins in his name. And as Pope Francis expressed his hope in the conclusion of his 2014 homily to all of us, that the Lord may open our minds and make us understand that he is a living reality, that he has a body, that he is with us, and that he always, always accompanies us, and that he has conquered death. And all of this to ask the Lord for his grace and not ever to be afraid of joy.